Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. You may be curious about what Christian nationalists are up to now that they have achieved their goals, now that they've got the Congress, the judiciary branch, and the executive branch of the United States of America under their control. What do they do next? A little taste of the kind of thing that they're talking about. Now, what you're about to hear is from a Christian nationalist preacher named Andrew Isker.
Right, what is the Judeo-Christian thing, right? It is secularism, right? We think it's the antidote to secularism to say, oh, we need to return to our Judeo-Christian traditions. Mm-hmm. It's not, right? To use the phrase Judeo-Christian, you might as well put a coexist bumper sticker on your car.
That's right.
Right? No, right? This country belongs to Jesus.
Right.
Right? He is God. This is his, mm-hmm. right? Not any other people, but his people.
That's right.
And, right, therefore, right, if you want these blessings and benefits, you need to join yourself to him alone.
Right.
And
apart from that,
yeah,
there is no hope.
Yeah, and so today, right, the idea that, oh, we need to, like, these are the special people that we need to carve out some space for them and give them a seat at the table and all of these things. No, you're putting the coexist bumper sticker on your car.
Right.
Right. You're rejecting the exclusivity of Christ if you do that.
Right.
Right. It has to be, right, when we talk about things like Christian nationalism, right, which really just is a synonym for Christendom.
Right. That's all it is.
Right. It's not Judeo-Christendom.
Right.
Right. It is Christendom. It's Christ's kingdoms.
Andrew Isker there is talking about Christian nationalism, or as he likes to call it, Christendom, which means the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which he does not view as a sort of philosophical, metaphorical concept, but as something that is concrete. He believes that Christians must have power over the entire earth politically, practically, economically, in all aspects of life. And he's not even willing to go along with this idea of Judeo-Christian partnership. No partnership between Jews and Christians. There can be no space for Jews, even though they have some of the same religious texts. That's not good enough for him. It has to be Christianity only. Only Christianity is to be acceptable in this new America. And Andrew Isker last year gained some attention for supporting Donald Trump by telling his Christian followers that Kamala Harris should be forbidden from becoming president of the United States because of the Book of Deuteronomy. The Book of Deuteronomy. The Book of Deuteronomy declares that anyone who doesn't have working testicles cannot be president, and also anyone who has had an impure marriage that is not given religious blessing for 10 generations, no one from that family should be allowed to lead. And Andrew Isker notes that Kamala Harris does not have testicles, and also that her family has mixed religious and ethnic heritage, and also that her parents came from outside of the United States. So these are all disqualifying things. Even though Kamala Harris was born in the United States and has been an American citizen since birth, even though the Constitution of the United States allows her to run for president, to be president, Andrew Isker says that can't be allowed because it doesn't fit with Christian religious law. Andrew Isker wants Christian religious law to be the law of all people in the United States of America, whether you are Christian or not. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with people since the 2024 election, and a lot of people just don't want to believe that Christian nationalism is so much a part of what's going on, of why Donald Trump got elected. But there was a survey that was released just about a week ago, and this provides confirmation of what the exit polls showed. What the exit polls showed is that Christians overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump. and that the majority of Trump voters were, in fact, Christians. You can't say that what Donald Trump is doing is not Christian. It was endorsed by the majority of American Christians. And a lot of people want to believe that no, Christian nationalists are just a minority in American Christianity, and most Christians in America are just lovely people who would never support Donald Trump. But the statistics show that it's just not true. And this new survey that confirms this is from the Pew Research Center. And what they found is that the more religious a person is in America, the more likely they are to identify with the Republican Party, Donald Trump's Republican Party. Because Donald Trump and the Republican Party at this point are one and the same. Highly religious Americans, 61% of them supported the GOP. Americans who don't have much religious identity, low religious identity or none, on the other hand, only 27% of them identify with the Republican Party. In fact, atheists, people who just don't believe in any God at all, they are the least likely group in America to support Republicans. Only 15%, that's not 50, but 15% of Americans are Republicans. The rest are against the Republicans. Atheists are the most reliably anti-Trump group that there is in this country right now. And Christians are the most reliably for Donald Trump. The majority of Christians, the survey found, support Republicans and Donald Trump, confirming those exit polls from last November. And these are not just Christian nationalists, by the way. This survey did not separate Christians in general from Christian nationalists. Christians in general are for Donald Trump, overwhelmingly. Donald Trump is a particularly Christian problem in America, too. And you see, that's not just a religious problem. If you take a look at non-Christian religions, a minority of people who belong to a non-Christian religion support Donald Trump. The majority of non-Christian religious Americans are opposing Donald Trump. Not as much as the atheists do, but pretty strong majorities are against Donald Trump. Only 31% of American Jews, for example, support Donald Trump. 29% of Hindus, 42% of American Muslims support Donald Trump's Republican Party. But the majority of Christians do. What about ideology in general? You want a liberal? You want a solid, reliable, progressive voice to oppose Donald Trump? Your best bet is to look among the atheists, because 67% of atheists say that they're liberal. Do you know how many Christians in this survey say that they're liberal? 14%. Again, that's not 40%, it's 14. Only 14% of American Christians say that they're liberal. What about particular policies that we're seeing? The crazy scapegoating of immigrants in this country, and not just people who are here illegally. The Trump administration has been cracking down on people who are crossing the border through legal, officially approved processes as well. Why is there so much scapegoating of foreigners, of people who just want to come to our country? Well, the Pew Research Center survey looked at the idea of acceptance of outsiders. You know, how welcoming is a person if they're an American? And what they found is that highly religious Americans, only 27% of highly religious Americans say that immigrants make America a better place. Whereas half of Americans with a low level of religious identity believe that immigrants strengthen America. And 89% of atheists say that America's openness to people from around the world is essential to our identity as a nation. If you want to find a welcoming person, find yourself an atheist. Don't go looking in Christianity. Atheists have a higher level of acceptance of foreigners and their role in America than any religious group in the USA. Not Jews, not Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. It's atheists who have the most accepting attitude. 27% of Christians say that immigrants have made America a better place, which is ironic because you would not have Christianity in the United States if you did not have immigration here. It's quite famous, the idea that Christianity is not founded in the United States of America. Only a minority of Christians, furthermore, say that religious diversity strengthens American society. Do you know what about atheists? 75% of them agreed that religious diversity is good for America. So think about this. If you want to find somebody who is willing to accept the presence of people of different religious identities in the United States of America, don't go looking for a religious person. Look for an atheist. Because atheists are on the outside. They always have been. They've always been rejected by religious groups who keep on insisting that their own way, that's the only way that there can be. 75% of atheists are welcoming of religious diversity, but only a minority of Christians is. Now, this actually gets into the heart of values and what we have regarded as basic, good, decent values of how we treat other people, how we welcome strangers, and whether we help people in need. Helping people in need, it turns out, is not really much of a Christian value, not in the United States of America anyway, because 2/3 of Christians in this Pew Research Center survey said that the government should not do more to help people in need. So, take a look at what Donald Trump is doing, what Elon Musk is doing. That is a Christian nationalist approach. They don't want the United States of America to help people overseas, to protect them from disease, from hunger, from war. They don't care. 2/3 of Christians say we shouldn't help people so much. Don't help people more. What about atheists? In the survey, 2/3 of atheists said that the government should help people in need more. And this is not just about foreigners. I mean, USAID is like, you know, less than 1% of the U.S. federal budget. We're talking about Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. We're talking about helping pregnant women, about helping children. We're talking about helping old people. Who's most likely to help you? It's not the Christians. And that's why we're seeing our U.S. federal government being torn apart. Because a lot of what our U.S. federal government does is help people. It's really what it's best at. It provides money for community organizations. It provides food for the hungry and medicine for the sick, and it supports scientists who find new tools to help us make our lives better, to help people who are having trouble. And 2/3 of Christians say we just shouldn't be doing that so much. And 2/3 of atheists want more help for people, not for themselves, but for other people. So when we see Andrew Isker, who, by the way, has written a handbook on how to take over the U.S. federal government in the name of Christian nationalism, and that handbook was consulted heavily by the Republican Party in 2024. When we see him talk about Christendom and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, this is not a kingdom that's going to be nice. It's not a kingdom where the government is going to help people. It's a kingdom that is going to be kind of like what you saw with the Spanish Inquisition. The Spanish Inquisition was able to take place when Christian Spaniards finally kicked all the Muslims out of Spain, and then they exterminated or forcefully converted all of the Jews as well, so there were only Christians in Spain. And then they turned on each other because they thought that it was the role of a Christian government to ensure ideological purity, just like Andrew Isker is talking about. There can't even be space for different kinds of religious Americans under their Christian nationalism. And if we take a look at what Andrew Isker is proposing, what Christian nationalists believe in. That is what Donald Trump has been doing, and it's not nice. And it's not something that a lot of people want to talk about. They just want to wonder, why on earth are Republicans being so nasty? And the truth is, it's because the majority of American Christian voters care more about having power for their religion than they care about being decent to other Americans. All of the chaos, all of the suffering that's going on, that's Christian nationalism.